Hello and welcome. This file is called The Mental Switch, and it will allow you to become dumb whenever you have the time and privacy to be dumb and carefree and happy, and at the same time will make you more intelligent, more focused, and more determined whenever you have to function. You will learn to automatically switch between those two, though for safety reasons, your intelligent persona will have a slight priority whenever you have to function and whenever you have things to do. And once you have done everything you have to do, you will switch back to your dumb self, becoming carefree and happy and just enjoying the simple life free of stress and cares and worries, because you will be too dumb to worry. And over time, this contrast will grow and grow, making it easier to switch between the two, allowing you to enjoy the amazing benefits of both worlds. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me. And relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep at any time. You can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you
You sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You're probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus, of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet. You lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli. Just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness, that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, only focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper into trance with every word I say, now it's time to change you a little bit, time to make it easier to switch between your professional, intelligent persona and being at home, letting go of your mind and enjoying being dumb. That's right, today you're going to learn how to switch easily and automatically between these two personas, allowing you to become even more dumb whenever you can enjoy it, yet enabling you to function whenever you have to function. That's right, and I'm sure that you are listening to this file right now, because that's exactly what you want. You want to have the ability to be dumb, to be carefree, to be happy whenever you have the opportunity. Yet, you also know that sometimes you have to function. You have to be intelligent and you have to use your smarts. And up until now, this might have looked like a contradiction to you. And now we are going to change it. That's right. Just imagine. Imagine you are freely able to switch between your intelligent persona and your dumb persona whenever you want. And as a matter of fact, because you know you can easily switch back and forth, you will find that both personas will become even more intense. It works like this. You know that you can always become intelligent, which will allow you to become even dumber when you're not. And you will always know that you can become dumb whenever you want, allowing you to be even more intelligent when you have to be. Now, because being dumb and happy and carefree is very seductive, we will include one safety for you. Because every time your subconscious mind knows that it's time for you to be smart, that it's time for you to function, that you have to work, that you have to be intelligent, you will find that you automatically, and there's nothing you can do about it, until you have done what you have to do. Because you know, your smart persona is also your professional persona, and whenever you have to be professional, your smart persona will come out. Of course, that just means that you're going to look even more forward to let go of your intelligence, to become dumb and carefree and happy, looking forward to let go of your intelligence and just enjoy being dumb whenever you have done what you have to do. That's right. Now keep in mind that this switch will mostly happen out of your control, simply driven by circumstances and necessity. And you understand that your professional persona always has priority whenever you have to function, whenever you have to do something, whenever you have to work, whenever you have to fulfill tasks, the smart persona will take over. And then, as soon as you have the freedom, the privacy and the space to be dumb, to be carefree, to be happy, you will find all your intelligence simply draining away, and you're becoming dumb and happy and carefree and living the easy and happy part of your life. That's right. And at the beginning, these two personas might not differ too much. And yet, every time you switch, every time you become intelligence, every time you become dumb, the polarization between the two personas will become bigger and bigger. They will become more and more distinct. Your dumb persona will become dumber and dumber, more and more carefree and happy, and it's just a joy to be dumb. And at the same time, your professional, your smart persona will become more and more intelligent. That's right. The dumber your dumb persona becomes, the more you can enjoy these breaks, the more professional, determined and goal-oriented, and of course the more intelligent your intelligent persona becomes. It's simply a matter of contrast, because as you practice switching between those two personas, you will find that it's easier and easier to switch, that you become instantly completely dumb and carefree and happy, leaving all the worries behind, that you can become instantly intelligent, focused, determined to fulfill any task you have to do as good and as efficiently as possible, because you know then you can drop back to your dumb persona and take a nice little break. And this way, both personas will reinforce each other. Just switching from one to the other will reinforce both of your identities. Just think about it. After a while of being dumb, of giving your brain a break, having used your mindlessness to de-stress, it will be incredibly easy to switch back to your intelligent side and use your brain. Now that you had this nice little break, you will be incredibly productive and incredibly intelligent. And of course, it also works the other way around. After having worked hard, after having been really productive, after having used your brain to its fullest, it's so amazing to just let go and become dumb, become carefree, become happy, letting go of all your worries and cares, letting go of all your stress, and just enjoying being dumb and mindless and happy and carefree and feeling good. That's right. Now, let's talk a little bit about how it's going to feel for you. And I already told you that the switch is going to happen automatically. It will be something completely unconscious, like you're automatically switching between many different identities every day. You're not the same person you are with your friends, that you are at work, or say with your family. And without even noticing, you are switching between these different identities. And just the same way, you will switch between your professional, intelligent identity and being dumb whenever you have the time to do so. And it will just happen automatically. Now just imagine it. Just imagine you know you have to do something. You have to function. You have a job to do. So you will automatically, without even noticing, switching to your smart persona. It will just happen. You will become incredibly focused on the task at hand. You will find that your mind easily and automatically lets go of all distractions. And whenever you are in your intelligent persona, it will especially let go of your dumb side. Because you know, as soon as the task is over, you can indulge in your dumb side. So there is never any reason to let the lure of being dumb distract you from your work. That's right. Whenever you're in your intelligent persona, thoughts about being dumb will be completely gone from your mind. And the more you practice it, the less you will think about being dumb whenever you're smart. Just like you won't think about being smart whenever you're dumb. Now, just imagine it. Just imagine you have a task to do, and you will feel it. You will feel the determination coming up. You will feel the motivation. You will be focused. Focused like a laser beam on the task you have to solve. And you will find that while you're focused, focused on this one problem, all your mental capacity will be available to solve this task. That's right. It will be incredibly easy to get into a deeply focused working space. You know what I'm talking about. This kind of space where you're just focused on solving your problem, where time just flies and you're incredibly productive. And you will find every time you're switching to your smart persona, it will become easier and easier to drop into this deeply focused workspace. That's right. Every time you will be more focused, you will be less distracted, you will be more on track with your thoughts, you will find that you can easily focus on it, that you're easily very concentrated, very determined, very motivated, and that nothing will distract you while you are in your smart persona. And it will be so easy to be productive and to get amazing results. And then, at some point, you're done with your work, you've finished it, or at least finished your work for today, and you feel good about yourself. And you know, work is done, work is over. And you will automatically switch to your dumb persona, to your dumb side, because you know, you have done your tasks for today, and now it's time to enjoy, to indulge. Just imagine it, how amazing it's going to feel when your mind is going to switch over, letting go of your intelligence. It's just melting away from your mind. You become dumber, you become carefree, you become worry-free. You leave all the stress, all the thoughts of the day behind you, and just enjoy being dumb and happy and carefree. That's right. It will simply happen. All the stressful thoughts will just melt from your mind. Because you know, they will still be there tomorrow. Right now, it's your private time. Time to relax. Time to be dumb. Time to be carefree. Time to de-stress. And so your mind will let go of all of these thoughts. They will just melt away from your mind, replaced by happiness, replaced by carefree bliss. Because you will be too dumb to worry, too dumb to care. You can just enjoy being mindless and carefree and happy. You enjoy taking a little break, taking a little vacation from your intelligence, just switching over to your dumb side. And you know you deserved it, because your intelligent side worked so hard. You did such a good job today, and now you are rewarded. You are rewarded by stupidity, by being too dumb to care about anything. And by becoming too dumb to care about anything, you will let go of all the stress in your life, all the insanity around you, all the worries and cares that burden you. You will just let go of them for a little while, leave them behind, and enjoy being dumb. Enjoy being free of expectations. Enjoy being free of worries. Enjoy being free of cares. Enjoy to be dumb and mindless and carefree and happy and wonderful. That's right. And those are your two identities. And you will find that from now on, with every day, the difference between those two identities will become stronger and stronger. The contrast will become sharper and sharper. And you will embrace them. You will embrace both of them, because you understand that both have its purpose. You need both of them, because you know the one thing, the biggest thing that helps you to enjoy your dumb side is knowing that you can switch to your smart side if you have to. It allows you to become even dumber and drop deeper. And just the other way around, you know that it's easy to be smart, to be productive, to do your job, to do your work, because you know once you've finished it, you can switch back to being dumb. And even though sooner or later these two sides will become complete opposites of each other, like black and white, they still work together in your mind. And I'm sure you understand how contrasts work together. Without night, there is no day. And without day, there is no night. And just the same way, tapping into the contrast between your need to be intelligent, to be able to function and to do your work, and your desire to be dumb and carefree and happy for a little while, will empower both sides and make both sides stronger than you have ever experienced them before. That's right. Every time you're intelligent, you are deepening your dumb side for the next opportunity you can indulge in it. And every time you're dumb, you are preparing your intelligent side for the next time you have to function or to work. That's right. Now, as I said before, your intelligent side will have a little bit of a priority. Whenever you have to function, and your subconscious mind will know exactly when you have to function, you will automatically switch to your intelligent side, and you will be trapped in it until you have done what you have to do, making it impossible to use your dumb side to avoid responsibilities. Because that's not what this is about. If there's something you have to do, you will become intelligent and you will do it. You will solve the problem, and then you can enjoy being dumb, because you deserved, you earned your dumb time. And just having earned it will make the dumb time that much more intense. Of course, there's one more safety, because you will find that whenever you're dumb, your subconscious mind takes very good care of you. And if at any point anything really risky happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, or if you come up with something that could pose a risk to yourself or your reputation, you will find that your subconscious mind will automatically and instantly switch you back to your intelligent side to keep you safe. Now this is going to happen automatically, making sure that you're never in any risk, and also to make it impossible for people to take advantage of your stupidity. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up again. Now that you know that this contrast is in your mind, and you will switch between the identities automatically, and you know that your intelligence side has somewhat of a priority, so whenever you have to do things, whenever you have any responsibilities or obligations to fulfill, you will automatically switch to your smart side, and your smart side will become more and more and ever more motivated, problem-solving oriented, and highly determined and motivated, just because you know you can relax later when you are dumb. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake you back up, and you will find that you have these two sides, and at the beginning the contrast, the difference between them might be very small, but the more you are in one or another of them, the more you are strengthening both of them. That's right. This is a learning curve, and you are learning that you can switch between those two extremes. And every time you do, both sides will become stronger, both sides will become more pronounced, and the contrast between them will become stronger. That's right. Now, it's almost time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready. 0, go deeper, and allow all my suggestions to sink even deeper into your mind, knowing these triggers are in your mind and are going to play out in your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up with every number. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. You feel energy flooding your body. 6, as your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself for a moment. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.